with the way they battled tonight. But, you know, the first half of the game wasn't very good for us. We did not play well. It was, you know, that was pretty apparent. But you give the guys a lot of credit because it's hard to flip a switch and just start playing well in the middle of a game like that. But, man, they really found a sense of urgency to it and kind of flipped a switch once we got down 4-2. And, you know, we owned the game after that point. So a high mark, certainly, to the guys for the second half of that game and overtime and how hard they battled and just how badly they wanted to win.
I know you've seen a lot of hockey in your day. Have you ever seen a team go up 2-0, fall down 4-2, and then come back and win it in overtime in such an important game? I mean, that's incredible. And how did Ferris Hockey? I mean, you talk about it all the time. It speaks to the resiliency of this program, Dave. And you, it's again, it just goes back to Bemidji State. You're down 2-1. You score 45 seconds left in the game. And then you get a shorthander in overtime. And then here, you're down 4-2, and Ferris State comes back and ties at 4-4, and you score in overtime. I mean, this has to be the most resilient hockey club you've ever witnessed.
No, it is, and it's been like that since day one this season. If you remember some of those games you won early on, and during that nice unbeaten streak we had, you know, there were situations where we found a way, you know, and we weren't always, it was a lot like tonight, we weren't always on our game. We might not have been at our best, but, you know, we found a way. And you got to give credit to the seniors, the leadership group for this, for the team, you know, and our older guys. And, you know, they led by example tonight. You know, it wasn't just, you know, fire-up speeches, things like that. They did a great job. And, you know, it's Garrett Thompson, Scott Zarnowles, and Corey Kane, who I thought was great tonight. Andy Huff, those guys, you know, they really they found a way. And they tipped the ice for us when we needed them to tip the ice for us and be difference makers there in the second period when things weren't going our way.
Coach Dan Kowalski here now. Basically, throughout that whole second half of that game, it seemed like you guys were rolling with 10 forwards and 5 D. Just talk a little bit about just the conditioning on that bench and during the second half of that game. Like I mentioned, I saw a lot of 10 forwards out there and 5 D. Just, it's got to be incredible with the way you guys are conditioned.
Well, first of all, that's a great catch on your part, Danny. Yeah, we, you know, because of a couple different things, we did go down to 10 forwards and 5 D. So, yeah, the guys that played, you know, they were a tough team to play against. They talk about a resilient bunch. That team, you know, they had to win to keep their season going. And, you know, the toughest thing you can do is eliminate a team. And we've had to do that now 3 weekends in a row, and wow, it's hard. And you know, so but they roll basically 2.5 lines, believe it or not. You know, they kind of rotate guys in their third line, and they have unbelievably talented forwards. And their forwards, you know, those two lines, you're going to find, you know, they're as good as you'll find anywhere in the league. So we had to find a way to match them. And for how much they were playing those guys and how well those guys were playing. And the answer for us was to go down to you know, the 3 lines and the 5D. And, you know, it worked. And that's a credit to the guys for how hard they've worked all year to get in the kind of shape where you know, we can do that. Now the key is, you know, we got to quickly come back tomorrow. And so we got to rest. We got to hydrate. We got to recover. We got to be, you know, we got to find a way to do it again tomorrow.
Ferris State kind of had the appendix bug. I never heard of that before. You normally say the injury bug, but it was Justin DeMartino getting his appendix out just after Jason Pinkley did 3 weeks ago, and he was not in the lineup today. The Bulldogs went with the same lineup 4 straight games in a row. Corey Kane then gets deathly ill, it seemed like, on Monday or Sunday, or I think it was right after the game Saturday, and we knew that there would be changes in the lineup. How happy were you with Corey, or were you happy with Corey Kane's performance tonight after he's been ill and has not practiced all week, inserted into the lineup here today? And then about Dominic Panetta playing his role as well, filling in for Justin DeMartino.
Yeah, absolutely, Dom. I mean, first you got to give incredibly high marks to it, to Corey. You know, he got bit with a flu bug that's going around, and he was a sick puppy, I'm not going to lie to you, all week. And he just, you know, but the great thing about him is he's in such great condition to start with. And that's a credit to him and how hard he works. So, you know, I think sometimes, you know, when you're in great shape to start, you know, you can rebound a little quicker than maybe some people could. But, you know, you think probably a lot of people would still be in bed right now, but you give him a lot of credit. You know, he set up the game-winning goal tonight and winning a great face-off there. Yeah. So, yeah, high marks to him. And then, yeah, I mean, my entire career being around hockey, I've never seen a team, you know, or been part of a team that has one guy that has an appendix removed, but you get two in about 4 weeks here. So I don't know what to say. I mean, it's just hopefully a fluke thing, but... yeah, I mean, I give a lot of credit to the guys and the way they were able to battle and kind of find their way through it tonight. And hopefully, you know, we can recharge and do it again tomorrow.
We had Gerald on earlier, asked him the same question. Tomorrow night, Minnesota State, they were able to clip you guys up 2 games in Mankato. This is a rematch everybody wanted to see. What can we expect tomorrow?
Well, you know, they're an incredibly good team. They've won. They're on a 12-game unbeaten streak right now. It seems like they, you know, when we were going on that the stretch run, you know, we were trading, it was point for point for, you know, trying to win that regular season title with them. And they really, really put a lot of heat on us, and they're hot right now. They're playing great hockey. They really had their way with Bowling Green today. It was a good team. Their power play is probably the best power play in the country. And, you know, you got to find a way to keep them off the power play. Then, you know, if they get on it, you got to, you know, really, really be strong with your penalty kill. Their forwards, they're two, three lines deep of incredibly talented forwards. They got great D. I mean, they're loaded from top to bottom. But you know what? That's what we want. You know, you want to play the best. You know, you don't want to, you know, walk through the back door on a thing like this. You want to play the best, become the best. And from here on out, that's what it is. I mean, we're going to play the best teams in the country, you know, next weekend and from here on out in the NCAA tournament. So why not start, you know, with the hottest team in the country tomorrow night? So, you know, this time of the year, we always say it's for men only out there. And that starts first thing tomorrow when we get on the ice with those guys.
Coach, thanks for your time. We'll let you get back with the coaching staff and get down to work. I know you got a lot of video to watch on Mankato.
Yeah,
now.
I do, yeah.
All right. Congratulations on the win, Dave.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Dan.
That's the assistant coach, Dave Center, with his thoughts and comments in the postgame show. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll restart our recap. Or not, we won't restart, but we'll get back to our recap again. Ferris State wins in overtime today, 5-4. We'll take a break. It's the voice of the Bulldogs, Sonny, 97.3 FM.